doing Igeres HaKodesh Chav Zayin, and as the note in the beginning of this Igeres HaKodesh states, that this is what he wrote, Mashakosav L'Yoshvei Eretz HaKodesh Tibonim V'Sekoinim B'Meheri B'Meinu Amen, that he wrote to the people, the inhabitants of the Holy Land, may it be built very speedily in our days, Amen, L'Nachamon B'Kiflayim L'Tushio, to comfort them doubly for their support, Al Petiras HaRavagoyen HaMefursum, that was for the passing of the great genius, the public, the known, Ish Elikim Kodesh Neide Yoir, the holy man, godly, holy, saint, say saintly man, Neide Yoir, may his light shine. Olova Shalom, peace unto him. Ozok, meaning the strong hammer. It's an expression which is based upon, let's see, they use a strong hammer, you know, and that's the rabbi Menachem Mendel. This is about Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mvitebsk. He's interned in his grave is in Tveria, in the city, in the old cemetery over there. It's now when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we're in the up in north over there, we go to visit his grave. He was sort of the successor from the Magid of Mizrich, and the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, also called him his teacher. But eventually, the Alter Rebbe originally was going to go to Israel together with him, with the Rebbe, the rest of the student. They convinced the Alter Rebbe to stay, and he came back and he continued, you know, to be in Lit Chabad over there with the movement. So, but his passing, he's sending them a letter to comfort them. So he starts with the letter as follows. Ahuvai, my beloved. Achai, my brothers. Vireyai, my friends. Asher kinafshi, I love you like myself, like my soul. Chulu. Havai aleim yichyu. May Hashem be, give life upon you. Chayim ad olam, eternal life. Life to for eternity. It's all based on various different verses and sayings. Vitzetz, ayhem. Itam, your descendants be with you. Zera emes, true seed. Bruche Hashem, blessed by Hashem, heima they are. Meyata v'adelam, from here and onwards, forever, for eternity. Achar drishas shloimam kimishpat la'oye v'yishamoy. After I am asking greetings as it is right for those who love Hashem's name. Basi ledaber alev nitkoyim. I am here coming to speak on the heart of those who are pressed, hane'enochim v'hane'enochim, those who are sighing and moaning, ulenachamon b'kiflayim l'tushiyah, and to comfort them doubly to support, asher shama ozni v'toven lo. I heard, my ears heard it, and I understood. I'm going to explain to you somewhere, I'm going to give you some comfort. And the Rebbe is basically going to say that we are able to connect with the Rebbe, with his life, with his true essence of the Rebbe, more than we even were able to connect during the lifetime. It's interesting, I think this is the only Igeres HaKodesh that has the letter, and then following the letter in the same chapter, there's an explanation. It's expounding the letter, what he said. There's a biur in the letter itself that follows the letter in this parak. And basically, the Alter Rebbe will explain in various different ways how there is the benefit to the people that left here, both in the service of Hashem, also on the physical level, our connection is stronger, as well, and as a very, very spiritual connection also that brings down more opportunities for the people that are connected and love the Rebbe and are connected with the Rebbe, so that they continue. And it's all based on love. If you love the Rebbe, if you love the Tzaddik, you get that connection and you get that level of the higher level from the Rebbe. That, but he explains first, he says, this goes on the saying of the sages, the Shavik Chaim L'chol Chai. Sages tell us he left life for all the living. Which means, This is a question exactly where it doesn't say the exact words. The Rebbe says to the Rambam. The Rebbe says in Ksubas. So there is a similar lashon, but the lashon of the this is a sort of a common expression that is used. We said the saying of our sages of blessed memory: the shavak chayim l'chol chay. When we talk a person who is deceased, we talk about a tzaddik who is deceased. We use the language shavak chayim l'chol chay. Literally, what it means, he left life for all the living. Basically, one would understand this to mean he passed on, but he left life for everybody else that lived. Not so, says the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe explains, he actually leaves life behind for those that are alive. This is something special that the Rebbe leaves behind even stronger. Because while the Rebbe is alive, since his life and the life of a tzaddik is his love, his awe of Hashem, Avav, Yira, and Emuna, faith, love, and that's his life. So that life, while he is connected in the body, can only radiate or come to you a little bit of it, because through his speeching, through his teaching, so it's limited through that, it's only a ray. But when he passes on, then you're able to get from the level of the Gan Eden, from a higher level, to connect with that. So that means the shavak chayim l'chol chayim. So what does it mean? He says, ki tzadik, a righteous, be'emunosoi yichya. He lives by his life, by emunah, with his belief. His life is belief, that's what his living is, not the physical life. Ube'yiras Hashem l'chayim, that's another expression of a verse in which it says that Yiras Hashem is to life. That means that's a life also, that's a life force to a tzaddik, is Yira, that's his life. And Ukadishbe Eish Shal Heves, Uberishbe Eish Shal Heves Ahavosi. And it's like a sparkling flame fire, is his love to Hashem. So that's Mechayim L'chol Bohem. So that means that's from the more than life. He loves Hashem more than his own life. It's mechayim. It's more than life. Lochol bahem chayi ruches v'nishmosei. So, or the nuscha. So he brings into that life all of his life, of his spirit and his soul. So what happens is that spirit, that ruach of the Rebbe, and that's why there's two languages over here, but the two languages of his Rebbe, of the Rebbe, so what happens is he gives that spirit, that ruach, or maybe that neshama also, he has a life force, that's a life force, so what is the tzaddik living? He's living in Amuna, in Ava, in Yira, and Ava, that he brings in all of his life forces in those aspects. Kol Yimei Cheldei. So as long as he lives, he brings on in his life. So what is his physical life also? What is all of his life? His life is not a physical, materialistic life, but it's a life of love and fear and Amuna in Hashem. What happens by when a tzaddik passes on and Hashem brings up his spirit, the spirit, the ruach, v'nishmosi a love ye osif, according to the verse that he in Eiv, that he that he gathers in his soul. And then you go up from one elevation to other elevation, the soul of the tzaddik goes up in the great steps up. At that point, he leaves behind that life of his spirit, the activities that he had worked for, before amongst the Jews. He taught them belief in Hashem. He taught them love of Hashem. His life that he gave them over. Pulas tzaddik l'chayim. So these effect of the tzaddik are also for life, as according to verse in Mishli. So he leaves that life l'kol chay, for all living. So he leaves. He taka goes up from one madrega to the other madrega, but he leaves behind for the people. He leaves the life force of his ruach. He nefesh kol chay. What does it mean to all life? Who to everybody? No, not to all life. To all life that's connected to the Rebbe. He nefesh kol chay hakshura b'nafshei b'chavli avoisis ava rabo v'ava soilom. To those living souls that are tied to the soul of the tzaddik with thick ropes, chavli avoisis, thick ropes of love, which is Ava Rabba, great love, and Ava Selman, an eternal love. Baltimit Lenetzach, who shall never be moved. Asher mi ha'ish ha'chofetz chayim, ledovka v'ashem chayim. Who, a man who's looking for life, wants to, life is with Hashem. Atam advekim v'ashem alakeichem chayim kul chamayim. We need to connect to Hashem. So if you're looking, if it's a man that looks for life, which means the dovka b'Hashem chayim, to cleave to the living God, then you should connect yourself to the service of the tzaddik. Then you will be bound in the bound of life, in the life of the ruach apeinu, like the ear of our nostrils, which means that we need to live on. Then this is going to be like our breathing ear. Asher amarnu b'tziloi nichya b'goyim. That we said that posik is actually a posik in Eichot, Dalet, Posik Chof. So it says that, there it says, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, the literal life that we said that we're going to live in the shadow of the Goyim. And also he passes away that because of the sins, he passes away of the people, but he says, because of the people, the door is not ready for the tzaddik. Is asher amru b'tzil nichya b'goyim, but he says what is meaning? The goyim is the distractions that the goyim that is within you, that under the shade of the tzaddik will sort of live with the by the goyim, which means we live under the difficulties. We will survive it. And Asher Shavak Lonu B'chol Echad V'Echad Ki V'Bchinis Is Kashrus B'Emes V'Avosi. He left it to us, to each one of us, based on our level of connection to the Rebbe. He gave us that level of Chaim V'Avosi. The Rebbe is going to, in the next piece, going to explain all this more detail. This is just very briefly. V'Avosi Avos Emes, the love to the Tzaddik. It all depends. The love to the tzaddik is avas emes hatohira, is a pure love, mekerev ish v'leiv amok, from the depth of the heart, and very inside, from the depth of the inside, and very deep in the heart. Why is it so important that we should love the tzaddik in order for us to be able to get from his chayis, from his ruach? Because we know ki kamayim aponim. Just like the face, you show the water, that's the face you get back. So to get, everything comes through love. So if we love the tzaddik in turn is mamshech his love to us. And also we say, the ruach, I see, ruach, and the spirit of love that we have brings our love to the tzaddik, v'amshech ruach. And then in that in turn draws down, as the Zohar says, based on the Zohar, brings down the spirit of the tzaddik. So our love to the tzaddik brings back the love of the tzaddik to us. V'ruchoy medes b'kirbeinu mamish, and the spirit of the tzaddik stands in us actually. Then he is us, he is with us. Kibiroisa yilodov, because when the tzaddik sees that his children, maisa yodov b'kirbei, he sees the action of his hands in them, because he influenced them, he taught them, he trained them, he educated them. So he sees the act of his hands in them. Bikirbay. Yagdishu Shmo Yizbarich, that they sanctify his blessed name of Hashem, which means with their behavior, with what they're doing. Asher Yizgadl V'Yizkadish, that has been greater and sanctified. Kasher Nelech B'Derech Yishora Asher Eironu Midrachav, when we go in the straight path that he has taught us from his ways, V'Nelcha B'Erchoysov Netzach Salavad, we should go in his ways for eternity. And these are very powerful words over here, very short. We're going to learn a little bit more in detail, but we see from this, really, we should be learning that and on a regular basis, to remember our connection to the Rebbe, and to remember that what the Rebbe writes here, the last line here, that if we want, it's through our love to the Rebbe, but when the Rebbe sees, kibiroisa yilodo, what it says again, when he sees his children, which are the ones that he trained, Maisa Yodav, that's the act of his hands, he trained them, Bikirbay, that they sanctify Hashem's name, they make a Kiddush Hashem. And he says, Neilech B'derech Yishara, we go on a straight path that he's taught us from his ways forever. That's the way to follow.